Welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat, and for more information on this show, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat, Lisa, Dee, and Betty Ann.
Hi, everybody. It's Lisa. How you doing?
Great.
Welcome to Chit Chat Cafe, where talk is chic. I got some exciting news for you tonight. I would like to introduce my two new co-hosts who are going to be joining me every week. And we're going to have some fun, girly time. First, I'd like to introduce Betty Ann. I think you all know Betty Ann. She's been our correspondent now for well over a year. Betty Ann, welcome.
Hello.
And then we're going to introduce Dee. You're going to love Dee, too. She's quite the character.
Oh, well, I don't
She's
know
She's one
about
of the sharpest
that, but...
people I know. She dresses. She always looks like a fashion model. And I'm so
I clean
into
up well,
Pinterest.
So what can I tell you?
Wait, I'm so into Pinterest that I see all these. She's tall and thin, so she can wear anything. So I see these outfits on Pinterest, like these models that look like something she would wear. So every day I go put them on her Facebook page.
You are hysterical, and I take credit for every
like one
single
day, one day I. Well, how about the one? The lady has a fur coat with the fur hat on, and there's a helicopter in the background. It's like this real exotic picture. And I said, oh, I'm having lunch with the Trumps today.
Yes, you did that. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. And you also had a bird on my head this morning.
I know. I took away from the bracelets. I decided to go bird this time.
Only our Lisa.
So anyway,
we're very giddy.
Yeah, this is exciting. We might talk over each other, everybody, because it's our first week together, but we'll try not to. We have some really great guests for you tonight. We're going to, for 9 o'clock, we have on Cosabella, the premier beautiful lingerie company. And we have on Perfect, which is a cool makeup line. And then we have on Bionova, which is a really prestigious skincare line sold at Barney's in New York. We got some interesting, you know, tidbits going on tonight. So, Dee, would you like to get started?
This
could be your first interview.
I'm excited to get started. I'm so excited.
I know you're a big fan
gonna...
of Cosabella.
Oh, huge. Huge. And I think, you know, everybody's going to be really excited to meet our guests this evening, because tonight we're going to have a brief affair, no pun intended, with Guido Campello, the Vice President of Sales, Branding, and Innovation for Cosabella, made in Italy, intimate apparel line. Now, this is not only embraced by women who want to feel pretty every day, but also by many major celebrities. So welcome, Guido, to Chit Chat Cafe with Lisa and Betty Ann. I have to tell you, I've been a dedicated fan to your line since its launch.
Thank you very much for having me, and thanks also for being a dedicated fan. Definitely, we're a brand that stays very close, I think, to our fans, so it's great to be able to be a part of this conversation tonight.
We're thrilled to have you. Guido, can you tell us about Cosabella and the family behind it?
You know, we are one of those true family-run companies. It's kind of one of those stories out of the movies. Everything you'd expect Italians to be, we're quite passionate, so we get to really tell each other what we have on our mind, and we really get to work together. And, you know, from the brainstorming to the design to the development, we really are able to all put in a little bit of our own thoughts and our own desires into the collection and into the product we do. And, you know, even conversations like tonight, something simple could be said and we can carry it forward and you would see it, you know, 6 months down in the collection. So we really try to capture everything everyone says, and all parts of the company, really, we are a family. We all listen to each other and build the product off of that.
Now, I can truly understand that, because being an Italian mama myself, I'm attached to the hip to my son and my daughter.
Of course.
Your mother actually pioneered this company, did she not?
Yeah, my mother really put the bread on all of our tables. So she really fought hard to create something not only for herself, but really to get everybody involved. And she wasn't shy about, you know, trying to keep everyone together for the long term, and she's really achieving that, not only here in the States with our immediate family, but also in Italy with, you know, all our cousins and extended family who are also part of the business.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, Cosabella is not only underpinnings, but an expanded line of shapewear, bathing suits, sleepwear. I mean, it's always exquisite in detail. What would be your most popular collection if you had to choose one?
Well, right now we have a collection called Never Say Never, and I think the term Never Say Never for us was born out of, you know, almost a James Bond film, but the idea was very simple. We have a very key item in there, and it's a thong, and many people still resist thinking if thongs are usable, and this collection was meant to expand globally, and while in the U.S. we've really now made thongs something that you could gift your mother on Mother's Day, in most of the world you can't, so the whole idea was to kind of transmit that idea where, you know, things change, people evolve, and definitely this is one of those items that really has kind of now become so, it's gone from something very sexy and taboo to something still sexy, but, you know, every day. So that Never Say Never group's real special.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think your line, you know, as you say, there's something for every day. Every piece of Cosabella reflects a woman's mood. And I think it's really important for a woman. I mean, we get dressed up every day. We're putting on the makeup. But it really is true that what's going on inside of us, and by putting on, you know, beautiful lingerie and beautiful underpinnings, really, really make a difference in a day, really make it, a woman feel pretty.
You know, some people wear mood rings, or they, you know, they talk about ways to kind of show what they're feeling. And one of the stories my mother would always tell is you open up your drawer, and by picking the color you wear that day, you're telling something about yourself. And so, you know, you go for red for passion or fire, depends what you've got coming up. And then, of course, you know, you've got your blues, greens, yellows. You kind of create your story from the first piece of clothing you put on in the morning. And so that's what we try to create, is really that colorful drawer, and really have a woman have that option to kind of express herself. And, of course, have that, you know, secret color that pops from underneath.
It's very true, and it's very fun, and it's like a little secret and very sexy. The first success with the line, and correct me if I'm wrong, but was a bodysuit, which is a major fashion staple.
Well, I was a kid at the time, and that's when, you know, Sharon Stone was the woman that I think all us young kids were looking at. We really admired her, and, you know, we had our crushes, and she was one of those who would really be able to wear these more key fashion pieces. And one of the big things that...
Did we lose him? Hello?
Oh, no. Do we have a technical difficulty?
I think we have a little technical difficulty, and he is such an elegant guest.
I bet he's cute. He sounds like he's really cute.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Hi, Guido. It's Dee. Somewhere along the line, we got lost in lingerie. I don't know how that happened. Lost in transition. But you're when back, and we were not going to let you go so soon. I am so sorry about that. I just wanted to say, ask you, going down the line, because the collections are simply fabulous, what can we look forward to from Cosabella?
You know, we try to bring over all those ideas and kind of shock a little bit, and we try to bring colors that really pull out, and you've seen what happened with neons now, and really they let women kind of express themselves very strong, and that's going to continue happening. But what's really exciting is what we call the Dolce Vita, the sweet life. We really see all the metallics, all those rich textures that disappeared for some time really coming back. There's an amazing exhibit now at the Met that's focusing on Schiaparelli, who is one of the original Italian designers, and you really see these touches, and that's what is really going to trend back into lingerie and into what we do.
That's going to be amazing, because, you know what, I think most women need to realize that, to feel good on the outside, it starts in the beginning of your day.
And absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful lingerie. It just kind of picks you up.
Hey, but you know, you can't forget that even for myself, even with my wife, when I see her feel beautiful, especially at the beginning of the day, what it does for myself. And it's definitely, that's the excitement, I think, and that's really what we're excited about when Mother's Day rolls around, because we see it with everybody coming into the stores and what they're buying. It's just about making somebody feel extra special and feel really beautiful.
Well, I'm making sure that my son is getting me something from Cosabella. He will have no choice. He will now have no choice in that. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
I mean, I got four bosses, and they're my mother, my father, my sister, and I guess my brother's coming along too. So we, you know, my job is to keep everybody going and pushing them to really see, you know, the New York. And kind of this northeast state of mine, we really run at 150 miles per hour, and there's great stuff going on now. We really feel a positive energy, a positive attitude in the fashion world now. So, you know, I'm trying to interpret that with them. They're down in Miami, so they get to, you know, they get to see the beach, and they run at a different rhythm. But we really want to, you know, inspire everybody and show them what we've got out of Miami, and do so really with that New York minute, really push it. And keep everybody going, and that's my job.
It is, and that's a huge, huge responsibility. I would love, the girls would love, we would love to visit the showroom sometime.
Oh, you have to come. We have, we have an awesome team, and you know, I have to say that I'm in a land of women. Not so much the models, but more the women who run my life. We really have an amazing team, and it's like some of the conversations I had earlier today. I really do see how women rule the world, so this weekend's all about that.
And that's what a good Italian son should say. What it needs to be. Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Your favorite Italian dish?
My favorite Italian dish. You know, there's a...
Guido a little bit.
Well, I mean, my grandmothers come from two different areas. One grandmother does risotto with the mushrooms, Northern Italian. And there's nothing better than that. But then I have my grandmother from another area makes tortellini. And, you know, those are the Italian raviolis. You can do them in.
What they are.
You've
got all Italians on the phone. All Italian mamas on the phone with
you
here. So.
Perfect. So I'm coming over to eat at your homes, then. You guys will see me.
I do make the risotto with the mushrooms. You will be very pleased, let me tell
you. I accept invitations, so.
And you are welcome. Welcome at any time. Guido, are there any last thoughts? Anything else that you want to just share with the world tonight with us?
I just think that, you know, this is my wife's first Mother's Day. And so it really, I think this is the first one, you know, that really strikes and shows that this is a very important weekend for everybody. And it's, you know, it means a lot to me that you guys had me on this weekend. And I really want to say to all the moms that, you know, what you do is amazing.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I think you've melted every woman's heart out there. And I want to ask you, your wife's first Mother's Day, what, do we have a little girl or a little boy?
A little girl, so.
Who is going to have her daddy, her papa wrapped around that little finger?
It's a Women's World Senate, so.
And it got right in there. Oh, Guido, thank you, thank you, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for talking to us this evening. I mean, you've given myself and our other listeners a glimpse into the beautiful life of being a woman, and I don't think we can ever thank you enough for that.
Well, thank you, guys. And happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Weekend.
Showroom.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, have a great evening. Ciao.
You too. Bye. And wish your wife happy Mother's Day from all of us.
I will. I absolutely will. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good night.
Ciao.
Good night. Ciao.
Nice.
Wow. I love beautiful lingerie. I love beautiful underwear.
I love him.
I bet you he's good looking. I bet you he's good looking. I bet you he's good looking.
We know he's good looking. I mean, you know what? I think what you can tell from that is that, again, I'm going to go back to being a mother, how he was raised.
Yes.
You could tell his heart is full of love for family, and that's mainly where it all starts. It really does.
I got to tell you, Dee, you did an excellent first interview. You sound so eloquent and professional. I feel like a real gazelle next to you. I'm going to try to be soft-spoken. I don't know if I can do it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Oh, you are too funny.
Anyway, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with Richard Anderson, who's a makeup guru from Perfect.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Chit Chat Cafe on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. This is Betty Ann, and we have a really great guest tonight. His name is Richard Anderson. He's the president and founder of Perfect Beauty, and he is one of the beauty industry's leading entrepreneurs, and he's successfully launched some of today's leading beauty brands, including the Lancaster Group, Yves Saint Laurent, and Bobbi Brown Essentials. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you, Betty Ann.
It's really nice to talk to you tonight. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, hey, I'm so excited to be here. Yeah, well, I have been in the beauty industry for a long time and worked for a lot of the largest brands, as you just mentioned. And, you know, I heard two dominant complaints that women have, Betty Ann. Number one, no time. You know, I'll never forget one day we were doing a big event at a major department store in Beverly Hills, and this client was so confused. She bought all 10 products, but she looked at me and she said, sir, would you write it down, you know, all the steps, where do I start? And, you know, it's just too complicated, you know, the beauty ritual. I heard so many complaints from women that they just didn't have time. You know, busy moms, maybe busy executives who don't have time in the morning, multitasking women. The number two complaint that I heard was, I hate foundation. So back in 2005, I launched one product out of my house in the Hollywood Hills called Skin Perfection Gel. It's not a foundation. It actually perfects your skin. It just creates the look of airbrushed skin and not makeup. So I solved that complaint that I had heard because it's not foundation. You know, it doesn't look like foundation. It doesn't cover. It just like airbrushes or photoshops your face instantly. It just gets rid of all the stuff, you know? And then number two, it saves women time because one Skin Perfection Gel is designed to replace foundation, primer, color corrector, and it dries to a powder all in one.
Wow, that sounds great because I have my dresser, I have like this organizer.
Yeah.
So much stuff in it. I couldn't even tell you how many steps it takes.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
In the morning. Yeah, really.
Stop the madness.
I mean, that just sounds really great. I was looking online at some of your products, and you have quite a few.
Yeah.
And I did see that, I mean, you have so many write-ups in different magazines and on websites, and one in particular product that seems to be getting rave reviews is called Body Perfection Gel.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We call that our beauty editor favorite, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I have received so much press on this product because, honestly, there's nothing like it in the world. There's really not. Body Perfection Gel, it's an easy alternative to bronzers, you know, smelly bronzers, you know what I'm talking about? Or self-tanners.
Oh, yes.
That have
yes.
that chemical smell, you know, or they could streak, or they'd look orange sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this Body Perfection Gel, when you pat it into your body, it just creates the look of airbrushed skin. I mean, it's amazing on the legs. When you wear it on your legs, it almost looks like you're wearing hosiery, but you're not. You know, we call it an alternative to bronzer, self-tanner, the sun, hosiery. But what's really amazing about it actually firms and tones your skin. It has hyaluronic. It has shea butter. It's like a tint of moisturizer for your body as well. But your legs, your décolleté, wherever you want to put it, are going to feel like silk because it retexturizes. Like all my products, they retexturize your skin. But that Body Perfection Gel, I got to tell you, we're going into spring and summer. It's great, especially right now when you're not tan yet, you know, and you want to go to a pool party and you need a little confidence to show some skin. Well,
yes.
Slap it on. Pat, smooth and go, we like to say.
That's just amazing. In fact, I saw a quote from Heidi Klum where she said it is one of her favorite time-saving beauty products.
Yeah.
I mean, she loves it.
Heidi's a fan, yeah.
I mean, that sounds like the best thing ever because, like you said, those smelly self-tanners, which I have to say, I put some on last night. It was a mess. And it takes, like, it's a whole production where you have to stand there and then have to dry.
Right.
And you have to make sure you can't put your clothes on it until it's dry. It's a mess. And now, all day, I kept worrying that somebody was going to smell it that was standing too close to me.
Right? I know. There's chemicals
sure
in those products.
Are.
There's chemicals. Ugh. That's why they smell like that, you know? Did you have to exfoliate before you used it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, mind you, though.
Yeah,
you
just, that too.
You just pat, smooth, and go. And let me tell you, it stays on. It's transfer resistant. I mean, it is makeup. I don't want to say it's transfer proof. But I got to tell you, women tell me, oh, my gosh, it stayed on. Well, read the reviews. You can go to Sephora.com. You can read the reviews. And you'll see, well, you did, you know. And you see that it people love it because it stays on the skin. It's transfer resistant, sweat resistant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am getting that for sure. I mean, I have a lot of things happening this weekend. And I look like a zebra on my arms because I kind of missed spots. It's a mess. And it's really depressing because you want to have, like, a nice glow, and it just makes you look healthier and better. And it's just so much work, and it's so hard.
Well, and
I can understand
time?
Why people don't do it.
Yeah, well, who has
yeah,
time?
And it's,
you know,
nobody.
Nobody. In today's
nobody.
World, you know, there's so much pressure to look good, but who has time, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where
perfection right.
comes in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, I read something else, and it had to do with the environment, that your products were created to be good for the environment. Now, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, what that means is there's no water in any of my products. They're all water-free. Like, let's mm-hmm. go back to the body product. I kept that at 3 ounces. So, number one, if you're a woman on the go, a mom on the go, you can throw it in your Ziploc bag, and then you can fly away with it. And TSA is not going to take it away from you. But what's more, no water means less plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means less waste or less trash, which means
yeah.
less is more. That's my philosophy of, you know, saving the earth or, you know, being better for the environment is less is more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's less it's not less product. There's just no water in it. So it's very concentrated. All the products are small, which means they're easy to carry around as well, but it's not like a jug of water. You're getting pure formulation.
So you don't have to use that much.
No, a little.
They're concentrated.
Exactly. A little bit goes a long way. I like to say less is more.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Are they hypoallergenic?
Of course. Everything is paraben-free, fragrance-free, mineral oil-free, talc-free, and, of course, water-free, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, I read some other reviews, and it had to do with Eye Heart Mom Brow and Lash. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's our Mother's Day set. Yeah, we
okay.
created that set just for moms. And, you know, it's great for the mom on the go, just for, you know, this month, basically. But in that is, there's two new products. There's the Brow Perfection Gel that is an easy alternative to traditional brow pencils, liners, sealants, even waxes. You just comb it into your brow, basically, and it just creates the look of a beautiful brow. It can tame your busy brows, maybe wild hairs. It can fill in sparse brows. But I have to tell you, just use a very light touch. Just use a very light touch. It's highly concentrated, like all of my products. And then we're just launching a mascara, and that's called Lash Perfection Gel, and that's in the kit as well. It's $37.50. That's the retail, and it's a 50-50 value, so, you know, you save quite a bit for these two really cool products.
That's not bad at all. That sounds like a really nice item.
Yeah.
Now, if someone... What would your recommendation be if somebody was wanted to try your products and they were want to start with just one product?
Just one?
Give it a try.
That's tough.
What would you recommend somebody start with first?
Yeah, well, you know, of course I would recommend all of my products. I just have 7 products.
Mm-hmm.
However, everybody needs the Skin Perfection Gel. They do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wear, you know, if you're just hooked on your... Whatever brand that you wear, if you're hooked on it, that's great. But you imagine that, you know, you're in bed and you don't hear that alarm clock go off and you have 5 minutes to catch the train or 5 minutes to get to work or wherever you're going. With Skin Perfection Gel, that's my face product. You know, that's the alternative to makeup like foundation, primer, color corrector, mm-hmm. and powder all in one. Everybody needs that product because it's so easy to apply. You just pat it into your skin. You know, you don't even need a mirror, you know? I mean, you can apply it on the train. You can apply it anywhere. It's so easy to apply. And it just,
wow.
like, instantly makes your skin look airbrushed.
Wow. So it actually will cover, like, imperfections. What does it do for fine lines and wrinkles?
Yeah, well, it actually takes the edge off, you know? What it does,
Ooh.
Like I was saying before, this product, when you just pat it into your skin, you don't rub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we're rubbed to train. I know we're trained to rub a moisturizer into our face. This, you just pat.
Mm-hmm.
You can see my application videos on my site. You just pat it into your skin. And when you apply it the correct way, it fills in the pores. It makes the redness go away. And the fine lines and wrinkles, it just takes the edge off. I like to say it's like walking around with a professional lighting crew on your face all day. And I've got to do a shout out to my mom. I'm not going to be with her this Sunday, unfortunately. I'm flying out to I'm flying to Philly for QVC. I'll be on Tuesday night.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're really close to QVC here.
Where are you at?
We're right outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, my gosh. We're flying to Philly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm flying out, and I'll be on Tuesday Night Beauty with Sean. But,
okay. You
know, my mother, who's more mature, right, she can't wear foundation because it settles, you know, in the fine lines and wrinkles. This just like, you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen that where it makes you look older?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this just like softens everything. It's like I said, it's like good lighting on your skin all day.
Well, that's nice. I guess kind of like some people recommend, but I'm talking about when you have to do all the steps, like you put the foundation, first you put all your face creams and everything, and then you put the primer, and then you put the foundation, and then you put the powder.
This is all that in one.
Steps away.
Yeah, this is all that in one.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah. But I also want to throw in... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, the look when you apply this product, now, it doesn't look like traditional makeup. You know, and that's really how we're different than all the other beauty brands out there. When I look at a woman's skin, I don't want to say, ooh, look at her makeup. I can see it. You know, I mean, she looks pretty, but I can tell that she's wearing makeup. With my products, it looks like you, but better. You know, my Skin Perfection Gel, you can't tell you're wearing anything, but your skin will look so pretty. You know, I read the reviews a lot. You know, Sephora.com, QVC.com, and I'll never forget this review from a client. She said, I bought this product, but it didn't do anything, so I returned it to Sephora. But then... she finished her review. She went back on, like, in the next few weeks, and she added to her review. Guess what? I went and repurchased it because I just got my pictures back, and my skin has never looked so good. Because she was used to seeing... Do you see what I'm saying? She's used to seeing it on her face. You don't see this product.
Yeah.
It's, like, invisible. It's like a no-makeup makeup.
So it doesn't come in any certain tint. It just will match your... skin and kind of enhance it?
Well, it does come in four shades. I can match any skin tone.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. There's also a clear one, too. But
The
shades are amazing. It comes in luminous, radiant, rich, and decadent. That's the four shades of the Skin Perfection Gel. But I can match any skin tone, which is four sheer shades, from the lightest to medium to tan to deep. If you're really deep or really dark-complected, this product will not turn ashy on your skin. And it doesn't look like makeup, like I said. If you want more perfection, add another layer. If you need a little bit more, you know, just add more. So.
Now, where can our listeners find your products? I know that Sephora was mentioned and QVC.
Yeah.
Can they find it in the different beauty stores in the area, or are they the only two places that they can purchase
your
products?
Yeah, well, we're in all Sephora stores. And then, of course, QVC, we're regular now, we're on monthly. And our flagship store in the world is Henri Bendel on Fifth Avenue in New York.
Okay.
And then in L.A., our flagship store is Fred Segal on Melrose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we just opened the Fred Segal in Santa Monica. That's actually a new beauty store. And then, like, the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Beach sells my products. There's a lot of dermatologist, a couple of plastic surgeons, you know, we have a boutique business as well. But then we're also in London at Harvey Nicks. But, of course, you can always go to perfectbeauty.com, www.perfectbeauty.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
And that's with a K, perfektbeauty.com.
Okay, fabulous, Richard. Richard, it was so nice to have you tonight as our guest.
I had so much fun.
I can't wait. I'm going to have to try Perfect.
Try it out.
I mean, it sounds so fabulous, and then I can get rid of all that stuff that's on my dresser and all those different, you know.
Get rid of it. Who has time, right?
Yeah, and I can just do quick, and then I'll be great, and I won't even need to use the smelly self-tanner anymore.
There you go.
So
just pass me and go.
Thank you so much. It was so great, and we're going to, now when are you going to be on QVC?
I'll be on Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time with Sean.
Okay.
And we'll be featuring Skin Perfection Gel.
Great. We're going to be checking you out.
Check it out. Okay. Well, I hope to see you soon.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Richard.
Cheers.
It was great
tonight.
Talking to you.
You too.
Good night.
Bye.
I want to try it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, especially, it does. It sounds amazing, especially the Body Perfection Gel.
Oh, I love I wonder if it hides, like, veins and cellulite and
Yeah, I mean, that's what it said. And Heidi Klum said it's the best product that she's ever used. She loves it. So if it's good for Heidi,
I think it's good for me. I think it's okay for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
would
love
that.
You know what? And you're right about the smell of the self-tanners. And with something like this, and anything that's going to give you, you know, it's good for your skin. It's nurturing and nutritious for the skin.
That's right.
And also, it can be used as cosmetic. It's a win-win.
It is a win-win. I mean, after last night putting the self-tanner on, I had to wait for it to dry. Then I could get dressed. But it smells. And then I went to bed, and of course, even though I tried to cover myself so that my skin wasn't touching any of the sheets were all covered with self-tanner. I mean, it's just a mess. And I have some zebra spots on my arm, so it wasn't too good.
I got a tanning booth, I admit it. No, no.
Oh, no.
No. I cover my face, though. I do cover my face.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. We're taking a trip to Sephora. And we're going to get you your new perfect products.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We can't
Body Perfection Gel.
I need Perfection Gel. We'll do it.
That's right. And if there's ever, something that would turn you off from a tanning salon, it's the Tan New Jersey Mom. You know, she has her own doll. Did you see it?
It just came out.
Mm-hmm. It's hysterical.
I did see that. I did see that. You know, though, I mean, you know, nobody, to be honest, though, everyone, when you're tan, you feel better because it actually is that vitamin D. You know, you're getting out of that winter sad disorder thing, and the vitamin D actually, and being tan, you have to admit, you feel better. But if you can, I really think if you can take a product like this, and it's not only going to improve your skin, you're going to feel better about yourself, you're going to look gorgeous, you know, this is something I think everybody needs to take a look at.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be speaking to Nana, and she is from Bionova.
Sounds great.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. We're back. And tonight, I have a great skincare line to introduce you to. You might never have heard of it, but it's really fabulous, very upscale, and it's very unique. Nana, I'd like to introduce you. What is your last name? I'm sorry.
It's Nana Danilov.
Okay, okay. And Bionova is your line. You're the brainchild behind this.
Well, yes, I work in the business development and marketing aspect of the brand and have over 8 years' experience hands-on with the brand.
Now, tell us how it's different from other skincare brands. I know it's very unique.
Well, Bionova, good question. Bionova is actually an interesting brand because it understands that the skin is not a beauty concern initially. The skin is actually an organ, and it's the biggest organ that we have. And Bionova's treatment approach is actually is interesting because it doesn't use any of the traditional ingredients. So the line doesn't use plants, botanicals, retinoids or retinols or SPF or benzoyl peroxides or salicylic acids, as a lot of the ranges have been up to date. With the concept of respecting the human body and the skin, it actually just uses ingredients naturally found in the human body and locally in the skin.
And what is the difference between natural and hypernatural? Like, what? Give us an idea.
That's a great question. Well, in the skincare industry, up to date, we refer to natural as, we ask a lot of times, oh, is this product natural? Well, that refers to the product being natural because it is plant-based. And Bionova acknowledges that the skin doesn't produce plants. So when we refer to now saying this is hyper-natural, meaning it's naturally composed out of the ingredients that your body actually produces. So we have a wonderful saying at Bionova, eat your plants, don't wear them.
What kind of products, what kind of, ingredients do you use in your products?
Great question, Lisa. We use ingredients that are naturally found in the human body and skin, such as lipids, carbohydrates, amino acids, short-chain polypeptides. Just a $30 cleanser actually contains up to 120 vitamins.
Wow. That's interesting. Different.
Yes, because what it is, the skin has lots of ingredients in there. And the skin, because it's such a complex organ, it has everything it needs. So all we do is just provide the skin what it produces but is missing. So since the skin has lots of ingredients, so do our products.
Now, why do you customize? Like, why do you adjust your ingredients, to each person?
Good question. What we do, Lisa, is that we... A, use what the skin is made out of, so we are hypernatural, and then we understand that each person is actually different. Even though we're all human, we're all made out of the same ingredients, simple differentiation factors such as being a woman or a man already have an effect on how the skin functions. Furthermore, simple effect of your age group has a difference on how your skin functions. So taking into consideration your gender and age, we customize and create products for each person, or you can have it over-the-counter pre-made.
Now, how do they work for, like, oily or dry skin? Do you have them for the, particular skin type?
Yes, great question. So very simple. Let's say traditionally for oily skin, we strip the skin of oils and then we have to moisturize and it creates a vicious cycle of what we call strip and moisturize. Well, by using what your body actually produces, when you use a cleanser for oily skin or any product for oily skin, instead of stripping the skin of the oil and drying it out, the ingredients actually help the skin to permanently normalize its production of oil. So if your skin produces a lot of oil very quickly, it actually, you'll see very quickly within 7 to 8 days, your skin calms down in its hyperactivity of oil. So it normalizes the inside of the skin's oil. And on the contrary, if you're dry, instead of lathering yourself with moisturizers all day and coating your skin, the ingredients actually help your skin to self-hydrate. So it helps produce oil. So oily skin, you lower the oil. Dry skin, you increase the oil. Very simple.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. Now, I know you specialize in healing breakouts. How do you do that? Like, what kind of products?
Yeah, we specialize in healing people who have acne, a lot of massive acne to light acne, to scar tissue, and you don't need a lot of product steps to use. It's a product called Acne and Scar, and you can see it online. It's just basically an acne cleanser and an acne and scar cream. And the way that it works, as we said, let's say with oily skin, we don't use a benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid. We use nutrients that actually help the skin to normalize its production of oil. And with the acne skin, it actually stops the repetition of acne quite quickly. So people, you know, who have, let's say, stress-induced breakouts or cycle-induced breakouts or breakouts that occur at certain points, you will see that stress occurs, but the breakout doesn't.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, tell us about a regime. Like, say somebody wanted to go basic and just start out with the regime. Tell us what we would need.
Oh, good question. So what I love about the brand as well, that it is very easy to use. It doesn't try to sell you products. It doesn't try to sell you steps. So there is no day cream, no night cream, no serums or toners and 20 things that you have to own in order to see a result. Our regime is quite simple. We have a $30 cleanser that you choose online, and you know it's oily, normal to dry your acne, so you got three choices, can't go wrong. And then you just pick a cream that you use twice a day. Our most popular cream is anti-stress, so you can get an anti-stress for dry skin, normal skin, oily skin. So basically it's the cleanser and the anti-stress cream that you use twice a day, and then we have a mask and scrub alternative twice a week. And that's basically two steps twice a day and two steps twice a week. Now, if you want to boost your regimen, you can use an activator, which is a light liquid, to boost the cream. But I always suggest start with the cleanser and cream. Keep it simple, two steps instead of three. Add on as you go. And then you have the two steps twice a week, which is the mask and the scrub alternative.
Now, where can our listeners buy your product?
Good question. So we've actually, of course, you can buy it online, which is www.bionovalab.com, and you know they can see the link on your site as well. And actually, we've been retailing the products from Barney's New York since 2004 Madison Avenue.
That's very, very impressive, I got to tell you.
So you know the products work.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've had a great success with people, you know, all over from acne to dry skin to oily skin. It really does help a lot of people.
Do you think you really need an eye makeup remover, or could you still use cleanser to remove your eye makeup?
You know, I get that question a lot, Lisa. Let's just say if you're using the cleanser for normal to dry, you can possibly get away with just using it on the eyes. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. Our little $30 eye makeup remover gets so many rave reviews. It actually helps with dark circles, just the eye makeup remover.
Really?
It helps with, yeah. So if you just use the eye makeup remover, you'll see a diminishment of dark circles. You'll actually see a diminishment of dryness and a little bit of firming. And I've heard from people and myself, it actually helps to fluff up the lashes, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So a little $30 eye makeup remover is really very useful and has treatment benefits other than just cleaning the makeup.
Now, Tommy, do you plan to go into the makeup line at all, like foundations or concealers or anything like that?
That's a wonderful question. And you know what, Lisa? We do plan on going down to that world because on the market, like, you know, when you said what is the difference between natural and hypernatural, so many makeup lines are filled with oils or SPF, and it's so hard to find a clean makeup on the market that doesn't congest you or, you know, make you greasy and, you know, doesn't have all these additives. So down the line, not within the next 12 months, but let's say within the next 2 years, we definitely do plan to create a very healthy makeup focusing on foundation and some color.
Well, you were nice enough to send me some of your products, and I tried some of them. The cleanser is fabulous. It removes the makeup. It comes off nice and easy. It makes your skin feel very clean, soft. I loved it.
I'm so happy you loved it. And we get a lot of great reviews online independently as well for the cleanser. So that is one of our number ones.
And the scrub alternative I like, too. I didn't think I was a little iffy because it doesn't have grains in it, but I loved it. I thought it was really, had a nice soft texture, and you can use it in your shower. I use it like 2 to 3 times a week, sometimes 4 times a week because I really like it. And it does reduce redness, and it keeps your skin. I still some discoloration because I have a few little sunspots, God forbid. And I have seen a little bit of just, you know, fading of it.
I'm so happy you love the scrub. That's also one of our most interesting products. Whenever somebody tries the scrub alternative, they're very surprised with the fact that it does not have grains. Did you know, Lisa, that grains actually scratch the skin and they create lacerations in a dermal layer and they actually aggravate the capillaries?
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Yes, so using a grainy scrub is actually not... I used to exfoliate for years. I mean, do you know, we all grew up using the St. Ives apricot scrub. Remember those, the apricot scrubs?
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
I'm guilty as charged.
Right? And then, you know, we wondered, you know, why are we so dry or why am I red or why am I so sensitive? Well, because when we scratch our skin, you know, it actually breaks the skin in the long term. We may feel, you know, when I first tried the Bionova cleanser, I'll remember, you know, and you'll see also from your experience, you can tell, it made you feel so nice and soft. It was the most odd feeling because I'm so used to feeling tight and dry. I'm like, oh, I'm not clean. I need to feel dried out.
I know. Yeah, we're getting late. I have to wrap, but I got to tell you about my favorite product because this is the one area on my whole body that I'm most paranoid about. I'm so worried about getting a turkey neck, waddle. Oh my God! It's great. I love it. It makes my skin feel so firm and soft, and I love it.
I'm so glad you love. You know. Older women, you know, again, we're I'm talking about women past in their 60s. Those are the women I love seeing use the neck cream because, you know, with our age group, it's more as a, you know, light treatment and a preventative. But when you see a real turkey neck and then you see it go up, it's the most rewarding experience.
Oh.
So the neck cream is definitely one of our popular ones.
It was lovely to talk to you. Your products are fabulous. I highly recommend them. And our listeners can get them at Barney's. Can they buy them online?
Yes, they can buy them definitely online, or they can come and see us at Barney's New York. But I'd say whoever can't come to New York and check us out at the counter at Barney's Madison Avenue, feel free to go online. And also, Bionova has this amazing, amazing info help center. So if you guys don't know what you need to get, just email info, ask for a little bit of help. They will contact you within 24 hours, and, you know, they're very helpful. So, you know, the online service is just outstanding.
Great. Well, this is so nice to talk to you. I hope you'll come back and visit us again at the Chit Chat Cafe.
Oh, I would love to.
We'll keep in touch. Maybe we'll come meet you when we're in New York.
I would love to, and you girls have to let me treat you for a facial.
We're going to go out with Nana for a martini.
That.
What do you think?
Oh, I think that's fabulous. I'm in love with her already. So much information and so much good product line knowledge that, I think it's something we have to try.
Okay.
Definitely. And when you girls are in New York, you guys have to come down and I'll treat you to a private facial at Barney's.
We're in.
Consider it done.
Okay. Okay, good night.
Have a great night, girls, and it was a pleasure. Bye.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, everybody, this is a wrap of our first hour. This is so exciting to have my new co-host. We're having so much fun already. Right, girls?
Yeah.
It's a blast.
So I'd like to say good night, and we'll be back in an hour. Cheers.